Lauren Icarius is one of a number of athletes making daring leaps and spins into the air look effortless.
I do like all double jumps and some in combination. Jumps are the hardest thing.
Icarius has been skating for more than 10 years, practicing, competing, and performing with the Black Hills Skate Club. She's one of two Rapid City skaters who have passed the highest ranking skills test from the U.S. Figure Skating Association. The test includes jumps and figure skating tricks. Icarius is now ranked at the senior level, the same level as Olympic skaters.
Well, I took the last test in August, and it was a long journey of about like 10 years. I had to pass 8 moves in the field tests, which are like skating skills and edges. And then you had to pass 8 free skate tests, which are programs with jumps and spins.
Only a handful of skaters in the Black Hills have completed the senior level test. Icarius typically competes and performs about half a dozen times a year. She also teaches figure skating lessons. The 17-year-old says double jumps took her the longest to get right. She says to get into the air,
usually push off your toe and then you always want to land on your toe.
Then, when you're off the ground,
you rotate up in the air kind of like spinning.
She does that twice per leap. Icarius says the whole thing lasts,
I don't know, like 0.4 seconds. It's really short.
She says the next step is learning how to do a triple jump. Allison Icarius watches her daughter perform from the stands. She says it took a long time for her daughter to build these skills.
The first time she skated, we went with some family friends and she fell down and they were and learned to skate lessons in Rapid City and they taught her how to get up. And that day she went home and asked me to sign her up for lessons.
Icarius says being the parent of a figure skater is consuming and requires hours of travel for coaching sessions.
It's a lot of driving from Rapid City and being supportive and getting them in touch with the right people and just encouraging them to do their best and not to ever give up.
Icarius says her daughter has worked hard at the sport and it's rewarding to see her skate. Other parents say watching from the sidelines can be difficult. Chris Rogers' daughter, Alexandra, also tested into the senior level.
They train and train and train and then they compete for 4 minutes. And you're so hopeful for them and you want them to succeed on the ice for that short period of time. It's a little bit stressful as a parent, but I'm not the one out there skating.
From a young age, Rogers noticed her daughter seemed like a natural on ice skates. So next came skating lessons. Rogers says the figure skaters she meets often train really hard, and her daughter is no exception.
It's brought a lot of joy to my life watching her fulfill some of her dreams and set such specific goals and learn so much in this sport.
Rogers and her daughter have sacrificed for the sport. The two moved to Denver from Rapid City to train at a higher level facility. 18-year-old Alexandra Rogers misses out on parts of a normal teenage life to skate. She says her days fill up quickly.
I go to school from like 7 to 12, and then I'm on the ice by 1:15 until 4, and then I usually have like some off ice like for an hour or so. And so some days I don't really get back home until like 7 or 8 at night.
Even when she's off the ice, there's still training to do. She does different workouts like lifting weights, dancing, and cardio. Rogers has to balance hours of figure skating with homework and a social life. She dedicates much of her time to training and performs or competes about 10 times a year. She says skating is a sport you do until you don't want to anymore or you can't. But she doesn't see herself giving it up anytime soon.
Since like the first time I stepped on the ice, skating was a way for me to like kind of be free and express myself, and it was a way for me to fly.
Young kids watch the performance and twirl around in their street shoes. Rogers says she used to watch from the sidelines just like them.
Just having those role models were like such an important part to my skating career, so I guess it's kind of great that like now I can be the role model. It's kind of amazing.
Right now, Rogers is taking it slowly, recovering from an injury. Both senior level skaters are considering college, professional gigs like Disney on Ice, and coaching figure skating. They agree the sport is worth the effort. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.